Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio here on VoiceAmericaSports.com, the leader in internet radio, sports radio. Today we've got a lot going on today. We've got a studio full of people here. We've got Ira, and state your name. We've got Troy and
Scott.
And Scott. And, you know, we've kind of flipped our show a little bit into where we're talking about what a parent can do to get their child to the next level, or what a parent should not do to get their child to the next level. And so it's kind of a information. We're kind of giving out information. Sometimes we think we have the answers, and a lot of times we do, but when we ask an expert or we talk with other parents about what they're doing for their children, maybe we can learn from them, or maybe we can take something away from that conversation that we have. Scott has a son who's a senior in high school. What position does he play?
He plays center.
He's a center. And he's how tall?
He's 5'11", 235, so not the biggest kid, definitely not a D1 candidate. But
you never know. You never know. And Scott, you started late in the program. You started his senior year. You just started trying to get him recruited. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's definitely a process that should start in the eighth grade. In fact, one of the things that I learned is for basketball, if they haven't contacted you by the eighth grade, it's probably not going to happen. Football, probably by your sophomore year. However, the other thing I did learn is it's never too late.
Right, right. And that's what we're trying to do on the show. We're trying to get this information out there that if you've got a standout athlete or even just a mediocre athlete, what can you do to get that athlete better to be a standout? But when's the best time to start? When is it time to start looking for schools or have schools start looking for you? And that's what we're trying to do. Now, Scott, what have you done? And it's crunch time for you. He's a senior. You've got, 4 months.
Yeah, well, traditionally the coaches take their vacations around January 15th. So while we are definitely at the 11th hour, the people that I'm working with have instilled confidence in me that there's still opportunity for kids that their grades slip, or they decide they want to stay closer to home, or find a girlfriend, or get injured. A multitude of different things can happen where an opportunity will present itself, and that's where we're at now.
Now, have you sent your kid to, has he gone to any camps, speed camps or training camps?
Recently attended a combine that he was invited to, and did well enough to have a D3 coach approach him and speak to him a little bit. Again, my son doesn't have the talent level necessarily to be a D1 candidate, but can't stress enough.
But that's what you think. I think people say you're born with it. I think your son, I've never seen him play. I've never laid eyes on him. But I think with the right camp, the right coach, or the right exercises, I think he could get there. I know he could get there with dedication.
Absolutely. It kind of boils down to parameters that scouts look for.
Uh-huh.
They establish a box. It's just like a scout for, say professional baseball. If a guy can't throw over 85 miles an hour, it has to have some incredible movement. There has to be a reason for him to invite him to camp or,
right.
In this instance, to actually spend money for a formal visit.
Right.
And as the clock winds down, more and more those parameters kind of come into play. However, there are instances, something I just learned, where schools actually need to have a student from every state in the union.
Uh-huh.
So that's something that could come into play as they look at their roster and look at their overall enrollment and decide.
So what are you guys looking at, Maine, New Hampshire?
if it's Southeast Pigs Mate U and they want to provide my son some paper for play, because I can't afford $30,000 a year.
Not many can anymore. Not many can.
Or even $15,000 a year. But if he can get to 50, 60, 70% based on, you know, some for playing football, some for this scholarship and that, if they can compile a package that makes it affordable, then it doesn't matter where he would love to play.
Just go. Now, does he know what he wants to major in college?
Would like to be a high school football coach and teach history.
Okay, you probably need to change the history, but coach is good. There are a bunch of history teachers out there.
Right.
So it sounds like you guys are on the train, you guys are on the tracks to get him somewhere, to find him something. And like you said, you may have started late, but I don't think that it's too late. I think you'll find something. I don't think your kid's out of it. In a few minutes, we've got Anthony McClanahan calling in. We'll have him on the show. He's a personal fitness trainer. And if there's something you can get from him that to help your son get faster, stronger, and understand the game or something like that, then I'm sure he'd be happy to help you, you know.
Excited about that and looking forward to speaking with Anthony.
Mr. Engineer, what time is it? Can you call him and see if he's ready to come on the air? All right, thanks. In the meantime, while Matt gets Anthony on the air, what else have you done to get your son to the next level? What were some of the steps you had to take? Start us in the beginning and kind of walk us through when you woke up and said, oh, wait a minute, you know, what were some of the steps?
And I am very late in the process, as as I alluded to. And it really didn't even strike me that he could play until two different scouts told me that he could. Watched his video. He won an all-region honor for Division III. And it struck me, I have to do something now. There are several organizations out there. One is a group out of Chicago called NCAS that is able to take the profile of student athletes and get it out to the 650 colleges that have football programs that do pay for play and correlate their specific parameters with those listed by that student athlete. I chose to work with a gentleman here, Arizona College Recruits, who's helping me do the same. In fact, my son's profile is set to blast today. So excited to see what'll happen.
Well, good. Anthony, are you on the line?
I am, yes.
Welcome to the show, Anthony. This is Anthony McClanahan with Anthony. What company are you with?
I run my own company, 41 Sports.
41 Sports, and it's a fitness program.
It's a boot camp fitness company out of Bellingham, Washington, and also specialize in training athletes.
We've got Scott here. Scott has a son that is that's a senior in high school. He's 5'11", 230 pounds. He was a center. And they didn't do much preparation for his son's senior year and to get into college. He says his son can snap the ball. He's a good long snapper. But his feet, he says he runs a 5'7", 40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what I was thinking, what should he do with his son? Are there some exercises, some drills he can use to get those feet where they need to work, get his feet right?
Well, I can tell you right now, you would find your, first and foremost, find your nearest track team. Go talk to that track coach and get on that track field right now and work on some speed enhancement training. I mean, you know, you need a great agility as far as footwork when you're a center, but when it comes to running at 40 and you're running a 5'7", you need to have some speed, and that linear and lateral movement is crucial, as well as some functional work. And track stars, if you look at them, they have lean legs and they have bulkier bodies. Well, look at a center, they're bulky all the way around. You need to be able to run straight ahead, okay, running a 40. And so getting some quick starts from 5 to 10 yards to 15 yards out of your start is crucial, doing quick feet movement. And again, going back to that linear and lateral, you know, I would talk to the nearest track coach and just see if you can work out with them in the spring, and knowing that you don't have that time now because it needs to happen ASAP, just going out and maybe working in the stadium yourself, especially if you have a turf field somewhere close to you.
What kind of exercises would you do? If it, let's say father and son went out to the track or to the field and wanted to work on some drills, what would you suggest?
Well, I would have to say that he would definitely want to work on some speed drills. I mean, just go ahead and mark off 5 or 10 yards, okay? And, you know, going back and forth from your forward, thrust, meaning going out and using your quick agility, feet, side to side, lateral movement, doing some side steps and some high knees, some lunges, things like that, 5 to 20 yards, just kind of getting those functional exercises in his mobility. I mean, is this kid flexible? I mean, that has a lot to do with it as well. You know, I mean, I would have to kind of put him in, do some tests and evaluate him to see exactly what he was missing, but at the same time, I mean, you know, if his dad can just kind of work with him on quick movement and just things that he's done all his life from being a kid, you know, from when he was in his first, second years of football at a very young age. I mean, it would be just those quick agility movements and a lot of those major exercises that they did just for warm ups. If you could just do those and try to put some speed into it. I mean, that's a functional work as a whole. He's working on his own body motion, so I think it would help him in a big way. But again, I would have to evaluate him. I mean, just to go out and hear these exercises
to see what it is he needs to get there to
for
that.
Sure, it's really hard because that's the problem these days. Anyway, people will tell you all day long over the phone, "This is what you need to do," and then you don't, of course, get to see that. Play. You know, YouTube is excellent for that because, you know, kids nowadays, they look on that social media and they can go exactly and see, hey, what's a thrust and what's a lunge? I mean, those things are on YouTube for you to be able to see, and that's important too. He can get it that way.
Anthony, real quick, can you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what got you to the level that you're at right now?
I'm from Bakersfield, California, my dad, Brent McClanahan.
Driller.
Go Drillers, man.
Yeah. I'm a driller.
There you go, man. Nice. Yeah, my dad, Brent McClanahan, played with the Vikings. My uncle played with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a spell. And my cousins, Brock Marion, who played with the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, I went to Dallas and then played for Calgary. I mean, my whole family, man, from my grandfathers and uncles and cousins on, we have been around football and track and different sports and wrestling. And I think that gave me the opportunity to one day say, hey, you know what, when I got done doing what I was doing when I was 5 years old, running with my dad, watching Walter Payton run mountains, you know, and just being able to do all you can and be the best you can be. I mean, when I got done, I just knew that I would come back and continue to give that information to people. And preparation plus opportunity equals success. And
right.
You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared.
Yeah, I remember your dad and your grandfather actually with your Uncle Mel out playing baseball and your grandfather running things, and your dad used to have camps there in Bakersfield for the kids. Great family, great sports family. Scott, do you have a few questions for Anthony?
Yeah, well, Anthony, with regard to short area quickness, my son actually has the game speed and the ability to get up on a linebacker and not only occupy but move them. It's just the last 20 yards of the 40. I mean, if I could get anybody to look past the speed long enough to check out his video, I think they'd see that he had some functional game speed and a high football IQ and ability to make all the line calls. But I'm just not sure how much time I'm going to have as he is wrestling right now. Certainly something that we'd love to work on in the spring. I just hope there's an opportunity to do so.
Well, I can tell you what, sending to Bellingham, because that's what I do every spring and summer. Kids come fly to Bellingham and they stay with me, or I put them up in hotels and they're here training. And I could take a kid's 40-yard speed. If I could do that with moms that are house moms, 30, 40, 50-year-olds, and change their times within a 5-hour period, you know, giving us 5 sessions for a week, I can do that with a major athlete. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a lineman or you're a kid that's never played sports before. Your speed, if you have God-given ability and you're willing to learn, your speed will change depending on your handset and your foot biomechanics. Okay, you have to be able to be aggressive, as aggressive as I am as a football player when I play, and how aggressive I am as I train and how I talk. You have to carry yourself that way when you get ready to run that 40-yard dash, because that's big business. They're looking at him, and that and depending on how fast he runs that thing depends on where he gets listed in college, pros, or whatever he is trying to accomplish. So it could definitely be changed, and you just have to have the right drills and the right teacher to help you with that.
Let's take a break here. We've got we're going to take it out. We're going to take 90-second break, and we'll be right back with Anthony McClanahan and Scott, and we'll talk about how to get that kid to the next level right here on Planet Gridiron Sports.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye, Bucky.
Starting,
hey,
bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Sports Radio. And I'll forego all the other stuff to get back into this conversation, which is really good. We've got Anthony McClanahan calling in from Washington, Bellingham, Washington, as our guest, and Scott here, who has a son that's about ready to go to that next level. And, you know, like we do it here on Planet Gridiron, we talk about how to get them to the next level, how to get that child, from eighth grade to high school or high school to college, and sometimes from college to the pros. Before we went to break, we were talking about working speed, and Scott has his son getting his speed up to par. Scott, do you have any more questions for Anthony?
Well, during the break, Anthony alluded to the core strength of an athlete and that having a bearing on an individual's speed. You know, with interior offensive linemen, they like their pasta. And the thing about playing football and then going to wrestling would be the, you know, that he had to drop those 15 pounds, go from 235 to wrestle at 220, and then to be able to anchor the middle of an interior line is probably going to require some more pasta. So how do you manage that, being able to be at an acceptable playing weight and have your core be as solid as possible?
Well, you know, core is every day you get up. Every day you get up, every day you function, you use your core, and it's taken for granted. For instance, yesterday I did 4,000 crunches, okay? I know that's unbelievable, but it happened. My group in Bellingham, women and men, did 2,000. My athletes are expected to do at least 1,000 per session. Whether we do them on a fitness ball or we do them on the ground, traditional, I would like to say most football players don't touch the ground. They do not like to be on the ground, especially running backs, so we do them standing up. I would say that if you can get your core to a level that is just the same as running, if you can keep it up to standard and keep your speed up, keep your conditioning up so that you're never out of shape, your core acts that same way. If you always condition it, it will always be in shape, which means less injury in your lower back and more explosive power from your torso coming up. So I would say centers are down a lot, and they are also having to use that back and explode with their hands thrusting forward. That core keeps their center energy balanced so that they can also take on those big heavy linemen, defensive linemen coming across. You know, and the food issue, that, I mean, nutrition has always been a huge problem and concern, especially for wrestlers. I was a wrestler. I mean, even with WWE, when I wrestled in Battle Dome as a warrior, I mean, they served us 3 or 4 meals a day while we're filming the show. And it was all about the foods and having the high carbs and high calories, and major protein for muscle formation for us to stay the weight that we were, because they knew we were going to drop weight because we were doing so many shows and wrestling so much. You're going to drop weight. Guys working on the spit theory and spit before they weigh in. Boxers do the same thing. I mean, it's so hard on your neurological system. And, you know, for high school athletes, it's really a big problem. I mean, kids are cutting weight to make that goal so that they can wrestle this kid, sometimes out of their weight class. Okay, especially a lineman. That's horrific. I mean, you know, what do you do to balance that? And I also always tell my athletes, make sure you get enough fluid in you. Make sure that you are having a balanced diet, a balanced meal daily, and not just one big giant meal at nighttime, and then you don't eat the rest of the day. I mean, you want to have at least 5 to 6 small meals a day, depending on the calories and the size that you are as a lineman or athlete or just anybody in general. But especially with your son, I can imagine what he's going through, and, you know, for him having to go football, lose that weight, go to being a wrestler, and then all of a sudden in the spring have to gain it all back because, you know, you're getting ready for your season. I mean, you know, you definitely want to have some extra nutrients on that, some extra supplements, but make sure as a parent that we feed them.
Anthony, you know, on your website, do you have anything that pertains to nutrition?
I do.
Like how to feed an athlete or a young athlete or anything like that?
I do. What I do is I post that, and I will be posting more stuff on my website. If you just go onto my website, Do 41 Sports, you can click the football, and that information comes up. There's a football right on there, Northwest Pass.
Pull that up, Ira. What is it? It's 241 or it's
41 Sports. 41 Sports.
41 Sports.
Right. And then you'll just, right on Google, you'll click that, it'll come right up, and you'll see the website. There's a football off to the side. You click that. Right on there, it should have a link where it directs you right to my Facebook, and that's where I post everything.
You operate in China?
I do operate in China. You got people there?
No. Just some Chinese yen came up, man.
Wait a minute. God.
He's retyping it.
I do got some Chinese cats out there, man.
Do you really?
They play football, too.
Do they really?
They do. They train. I have some Asian kids that are actually here that are from there. So.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. So you know Voice America Sports is heard in China. I have my little niece is currently living there teaching English and had her pull it up just to confirm that. But yeah, we're heard there.
Oh, really? So you can let them know, Anthony. Let them know to tune in. I think we're going to have you kind of on a regular basis if you can make it.
There you go. I can't speak the language, sorry. But yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. So the football is 7-on-7?
Yeah, it's a 7-on-7. It changes depending on the kids that I have. That's June 14th to the 17th for the big camp that I'm having this year. I'm having a lot of the old Cougars come back, as well as I'm contacting people now. We got 6 or 7 months.
Wait a minute. You're going to have Cougars at your camp?
Washington State Cougars, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to be there.
So I got a lot of moms in boot camp. Be careful.
Okay, so you run this June 14th through the 17th, you say?
Yes, 2012, June 14th through the 17th.
About how many kids do you get there? How many young men do you get there for the camp?
Well, you know what? For sports-specific camps, I've ran them since 93. In the past, it's been called Camp Mac. I've had over 100 kids come to camp in that weekend. Last year, I had 60 because that's all I wanted when they came. This year I'm pushing because I'm doing a different style camp. I'm doing more skills and more time with extra coaches, which means you'll get more classroom time where we can actually go over those big playbooks that they have. And I'm asking each one of them to bring a playbook that they have from high school or the junior high coaches.
That's something I'm interested in that, and I'm always looking for an opportunity to help. My thing is foundations and giving back. And
right.
I've got a couple of schools here in the Phoenix area that are one school, South Mountain, is just forgotten about.
Wow.
You know, the kids, you know, they got great hearts, but there's just no real support there. We go to the games, and there's like 20 people at the games, you know, supporting the team. The other side, you know, the visitors, you know, they're full. You know, when Marcos comes in, you know, it's full. But I'd like to talk at a later date, maybe off the air. We'll talk about how to set up, maybe taking a few of these kids and getting them up there, because now's the time to start doing the fundraising to get them up to this 7-on-7 camp, and we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on this 7-on-7, do we work on speed there? Do we work on drills?
Yeah, what happens is that's one particular camp for that weekend. That's my one big camp starting June 1st, because some kids are out later. It depends on if it's snow days and stuff in the Northwest. But
right.
I get kids coming up from Arizona, from California. I had a kid come up last year from Canada. He came all the way up over by Calgary and stayed with me for about 2 weeks. His dad came down the first weekend, and then he just started coming up on his own. I have a lot of hockey kids that come up since we're so close to the border, soccer currently right now.
Right.
What they do is they come up and they stay with me for 2 weeks, okay? And they stay here and they train, and then, you know, if some want to stay longer, they can. We work on speed. We work on range of motion. We work on their stretching. We work on we go through yoga, mind and body preparation. I mean, that's
right.
Huge. The mental thing is so important.
It is.
On playbook information, I mean, we go over strengthening. It's different. You know, I mean, they talk about bigger, faster, stronger, and I love that company a lot. Okay, they have me right now on their website still from being the strongest guy at Washington State, one of them, and definitely in high school at BHS, benching as much as I did. I benched close to 400 pounds, and I just heard on the last show, that was with no steroids. It was just natural ability and just training hard and working daily. I mean, those type of things you see with my camps running from June to September.
Now, at your camps, do you have eyes there? Do you have schools? Do you have coaches from colleges come? Or
yeah, college
scouts
come.
Uh-huh.
High school coaches come, pro coaches come if they have time. I mean, we just lost Lewis Bush. I know you heard about that. We just lost him from the San Diego Chargers. He's a Washington State Cougar. He just died as 42nd birthday, 42nd birthday, 6 days after. He just died this week.
What?
And, that's a huge loss for us. And I can just remember, I was getting ready to point out to him to come here, because I just got the defensive guys back from the 92 Snowball against the University of Washington, because, you know, they went to the national championship. We beat them.
Uh-huh.
And I just contacted all these guys, and then I contacted Lou, and all of a sudden, you know, he's gone. Those are the type of guys you get back that you want to have come back, because they really love putting time into helping these young athletes,
not
making the same mistakes that a lot of people make. So that's why I have my camps. And, you know, I had one last year, the U.S. Marines, one of the guys from the Marines came up, and he brought his kid, actually 2 years now, and we took him up to these mountains, and he said, man, I got to give you something that the Marines give me, one of my special shirts. It only goes to the person who shows what they show, which is, you know, the complete determination, strength, and
right.
Fire,
uh-huh.
and just working up to the next level and making sure that my kid gets there. That's what we're all about. That's what we put in them, and that's what I learned as a kid. So why not give it back? By the time they leave my camp in 2 weeks, they want to come back for more. But that weekend camp, of course, you can't get enough. You always need to come back, and I'm always here to help you
right.
on 41 Sports.
Uh huh. And then after they leave the camp, they can go to your website and pick up things and kind of refresh their memory. Do you have things on your website?
What happens with the website is, like, I made it and I've changed it up more because I'm focused so much on that boot camp during the year, and in the summertime it all changes. And after the first, you're going to see a lot of information for high schools and the student athlete. I use Facebook as the number one tool because it's easier for those kids to get on there.
Speaking of Facebook, click me in.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I will. I will, for sure.
I hit you a couple of days ago, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
I will do that. I've been getting hit like nonstop. I will definitely do that. And it's important to have that on there, because kids, they can, it's easier for them to get on. And if you go there on my notes, I post numerous amounts of information on nutrition, on fitness. I mean, right now I got the number one sports product for as far as cramps and energy and protein in the country. It's called Fusion.
Uh-huh.
And it was made right in Florida, and it's in doctors. Backing it, and it's just, you know, it's just being excited.
I think Junior
like
Spivey
that.
Had some of that stuff. Junior Spivey, I was at his house, and he was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fusion. It was amazing, man. You put it in water, you mix it up, you drink it, and your son, honestly, twice a day, that's 2 to 3 meals right there, and it doesn't seem like a meal. It's like drinking water.
Wow. Scott, you got a question?
Just a comment. You guys were talking about Facebook, and with regard to students trying to get recruited by schools, one of the things I learned is that they actually do Google search kids and go to their Facebook pages, and they're looking for those pictures of them with a beer in their hand, acting crazy, doing stupid stuff to see what kind of kid they are, and just wanted to make mention, if there are any student athletes out there, parents of student athletes listening, that hey, if there's anything on questionable on their Facebook pages, they should probably take it off.
I tell you what, I troll my son's Facebook all the time, and if he posts something on there, me and mom say, hey, take it off. That's not great. You know, that's not nice. You know,
I love technology.
Go ahead.
That's what they call that right there. When I tell my athletes, you'll see the parents that are really, really into it. Good values, man, being taught in the household. Okay, that on Facebook, you should never have those things on there that are going to make you be out there to be seen as a kid that cannot be dealt with in a team atmosphere, nor in a public atmosphere.
Well, it goes to your character. Goes to your character. Who are you really?
Right. You're right. It's huge. And I tell them, look, if you come to my page, please post only things that you know are I'm going to like, and then I'm going to send out to coaches, because I talk to a lot of coaches, and I'm going to also tell them, look, I don't think you should deal with this kid unless you're the old school Raiders. Like they used to love them kind of guys.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, they used to love that, but not these days, right? If it's on there, you know, they're going to ask questions, and that's important. They're going to go to your parents. They're going to go to your team, man. They're going to go to your doctor.
Well, things are so it's so touchy now. It's so sensitive now, especially what happened in, I hate to mention this, Penn State and the Orange, you know. It's just, right. It's so touchy now that, you know, not only the school is hesitant to grab a kid, but the parents hesitant to send a kid, you know. And I think that a parent really needs to teach their child to keep that persona, keep that character in check, you know what I mean? Because you could blow a big chance. You could blow a huge chance. Let's go to break. We got 30 seconds. Let's go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the coaches around the country and some of the schools, what they're looking for and how to get that kid to that school. We'll be back in 90. Go ahead and roll the music, Mr. Engineer.
Go, 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 go.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Sports Radio on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet sports radio. We're back here and we're talking with Anthony McClanahan from 41sports.com, 41sports.com, who runs a camp in the summertime for athletes, be it hockey, basketball. He'll get you in shape. We've got Scott here, and Scott has a question for you, Anthony. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, Anthony, I was curious... you know, with Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, FCS, how their parameters kind of break down with regard to size, speed, grades, and those sorts of things by division?
Well, you look at divisions as a whole. I mean, they're looking for every single division out there is looking for players, hand down. They're looking for attitude. They're looking for, like, again, we talked about good values. They're looking for the academic part. Who's smart? Who's not? I mean, of course, those 4.0 students, look at the Brown schools. That's where they're going. I mean, I got guys that are also Army, Navy. I mean, head coaches, if you look at Washington State, I got probably out of all the defensive players, 10 that are coaching somewhere as an assistant to a defensive, you know, on a defensive aspect, to an offensive aspect in every single league out there as far as college and pro goes. And, you know, they've all talked to me and told me one, the common denominator is, you know, having an athlete that we can trust in and that we can depend on and know that he has hard at working out and hard at doing the things that we're supposed to do on a daily basis. I mean, can he prepare himself? Is his attitude good? What kind of habits does he have? Where's his skill level coming from? You know, what kind of grades does he have academic wise? I mean, is he a video guy? Does he study? I mean, what, you know, do we always have to spoon feed him and tell him what to do, or can he just take lead on his own? They're looking for team leaders. I mean, it never ends.
Anthony, now does a 5'11", 230-pound center work at Washington?
Can he play at Washington?
Yeah. Does that fit?
Coming in 230-pound center, I mean, you got to ask Robbie Tobik that. You know, Robbie Tobik just, was a, uh-huh. he was a smaller center. You know, as a freshman, he bulked up about, I think Robbie went to the Seahawks at like 280. So he bulked up. He came in smaller. That wasn't even his position. I just think it depends on if he's hard knocks or not, and what kind of skill level he has. I mean, was he playing 4 years as a center as a high school athlete, and did he progress? Is the question. Was he able to come in and grasp that offense right off the bat, or did it take a long time? I mean, you know, how many sacks happened with the quarterback? I mean, there's a lot to look at. Can he block, you know, right off the snap?
And right.
Does he move his hand when he's not supposed to? I mean, there's a lot. He's a leader. I mean, his job is as important as that quarterback. So, you know, he protects that man. I mean, the coaches are looking at him as if he is that field surgeon, you know, that field general.
Right, so, right. Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. I think he's not done growing either. You know, he's going to grow some more. You know, Anquan Boldin, he's growing. Yeah. You know, I saw him, you know, a year ago, and then I saw him here a couple months ago, and he's grown. You know, he's probably grown an inch, you know what I mean?
5'11", you come back to that 230, you coming back to that speed again. He's a junior or a senior right now?
No, he just finished up his senior season. And, yeah, I can say that he progressed every year, starting from his sophomore year and his inability to keep his feet under his butt and get to a linebacker with, you know, with his base intact to being able to do that. I think a lot of that happened with wrestling, because it was a brand new school that started wrestling their sophomore year against varsity, and him at 207 pounds having to be the heavyweight, he's able, strong enough at the point to take a nose tackle and plays with enough tenacity and speed to get up to the second level, and he's a heck of a...
What does he squat?
405.
And bench?
Well, he broke his arm in wrestling last year and hasn't got all the strength back yet, so it's about 265.
Mm-hmm.
But it's if anybody puts on his game film, they'll see pancake after pancake, and a kid that is smart and a high football IQ and make all the right line calls and snap shotgun, pistol, long snap, under center, all those sorts of things. Just worry about that, you know, when they look at his profile, that 5'7 speed, and them not even taking the time to,
you know, I got to say, this kid's going to be okay, because you're speaking all the lingo. You're into it.
You're right about that. Here's the thing, right? You look at the NC2A.org, their website, and I tell kids nowadays and parents out there, look, at 8th grade, at 7th grade, start looking at this website, read it. It's a lot of information. Get it out there by your freshman year. at least 8th grade summer, 9th grade year, you're playing football. Get that information out there so these college coaches can look at you from the NC2A, the NAIA. I mean, they look at that site as well, okay, even though they're a different league, and that has nothing to do with it. It's called I Know You, You Know Me, We're All Neighbors, okay? So football is the same thing. It's a huge fraternity, and, you know, they go to these football conferences all the time, and there's always kids that are talked about at the table because they can't necessarily talk to the parents at certain times. There's college draft days that they have and certain college requirements that they expect from and things that they expect from parents to do and not do, and things that they expect from colleges to do and not do. Like, for instance, one of them would be briefly sending out a letter your junior year. I mean, your son's a senior now. I mean, was there any letter sent whatsoever, and was that NC2A.org ever filed or filled out? Those would be some questions I would ask the parents.
Sure.
As we talk. I mean, that's a lot of information, just that little bit there. If things weren't taken care of, you got to look at the high school coaches and put that and make that part of their job. Some do a great job of helping promote the kids to go on to a college. But like in my big city in Bakersfield, I was a blue chipper. I mean, blue chipping means that you're a top athlete, not just because of my name, it was because I was a hard knocks fullback and linebacker, defensive end, and I made plays every week. If you make plays, guess what happens? You get put in the newspaper. That newspaper, that publicist or that journalist out there, he's talking about you. And back then, I'll say it was like so long ago, it wasn't, but 89 and 88, 87, when I was going on, there were also other players in that city of Bakersfield, because it's big and surrounding areas, that were doing the same thing. So our senior year, when we had 13 scholarships go out of that area, that was pretty darn big.
Right.
Huge. You know? And that means that there's going to be people all over the place coming to look at you. Okay, what do I say for a smaller town like where I'm at, Bellingham, or even Ferndale? We just had Jake Locker go last year. Okay, that's a small town. They have a farm style system. A lot of people were looking at them to win the state. They didn't do it this year, but you know, smaller areas and smaller towns that have big name kids, it's just they don't get the same look unless they have a good team put together. That goes for parents like you, Scott, now, which, you know, being a dad and being on this show and talking about what it is that you need to do to make him better and get him out there. I would say it's never too late, even though he is a senior. There's a lot more time involved. There's a lot of players that come and go, and there's also a lot of information out there in other leagues that he can go play in. I mean, bottom line, we want him to graduate from college. We want him
exactly.
to get into college.
Yes.
No,
and that's
we want him. That's massive. That's the bottom line. You know, he might have a downer because he's an athlete, but man, you know, it's never too late to start somewhere. And that starting is right now today.
I agree. As a blue chipper, they're going to find you. But for those other kids that aren't, good to know that there's 650 schools out there that do pay for play on some level, and only 114 of those are Division I. So what I've learned and my recommendation for parents out there that do have kids looking to have schools find them is right now, those kids that aren't blue chippers, nobody knows who they are. They have to do things like go through the NCAA clearinghouse, so pay the $65 so that they go review the core class GPA and say that they're okay to talk to, because until a parent does that, which if you're a blue chipper, they take you by the hand and do that. If you're not, you have to learn all this stuff by yourself, but colleges aren't even allowed to speak to you until you've done the NCAA clearinghouse.
Oh, really?
Deal.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Your junior year is when they can start sending a brief description and letter and stuff like that to you, okay? But that's like still 3 years. That's like, dang, I'm a freshman, I'm a sophomore, nothing's really going on. Am I ever going to have anything come up? You know, then you start freaking out, you start getting scared, like, oh, my God. And then your junior year, you start getting these letters, and then all of a sudden, by the end of your season, you're going, oh, boy, here we go. It's showtime.
Here's a ride. Yeah.
It's showtime.
Were you that way? Did you have a lot of letters?
Oh, I mean, honestly, I mean, yeah, I had a lot of letters. I mean, I chose, I chose UCLA, I chose USC, thinking I was going to stay in California as unofficial visits because I was right there.
Right.
I went to Texas, University of Texas. I went to Washington State, and I also went to, went to New Mexico to go see that school. And
was Todd there? Todd Littlejohn, was he? No, he was at Berkeley at that time, no?
Yeah, he was at Berkeley.
Yeah.
Now, what made you choose the school you chose?
Hey, go Cougs, man. I'm a hunter and a fisherman, and that's the reason why I went to the Washington State.
Well, that's simple. That is simple. Out there hunting jackrabbits in the country, yeah.
I'm like, man, I'm not hunting no more rabbits. I'm going to give me some deer and some pheasant. I'm happy.
So, really, that's what made your mind up to go, huh? I mean, you got USC right there. You've got UCLA, big programs, great programs. But and not that Washington's not, but, I mean, growing up in Bakersfield, USC is it, you know?
I wanted to get away and go hunting, man. And I wanted to be close to the mountains. And I know Washington State's flat, but I just saw what I needed to see on a lot of the videos. And when Mike Price, actually, Dennis Erickson came to my house, and my mom cooking fried chicken. Don't get mad at me out there, world, because we don't eat it now. But my mom and said, hey, I'm going to make you the best food you ever had in your life, and I want you to take care of my son. And after that dinner, man, he did a good job, although he did go to Miami, and Coach Price came in. That was like about 4 or 5 weeks later, and then I got an offer to go play in Miami, but I was scared. I was like, no, there's no way I can go that far.
Now, which Miami? Are we talking Hurricanes?
Yeah, when he went to Miami.
Wow. At that time?
I mean, it could have changed the course of my whole entire career, but again, at the same time, I wouldn't have seen and been able to do what I'm doing now in Bellingham the same as I would in Miami. I mean, you got Bellingham has some great people, man.
You'd have been down in Miami. You'd have been, hi, Poppy. All the senoritas.
I mean, hey, Bellingham, women out there, 41 Sports Fitness Boot Camps, and all the men that train every single day. Listen, these guys train day in and day out. They are athletes, not. They are training to be those athletes. And right now, if we had a scouting camp and athletes did come here, because they do often and cannot keep up with them, man. It's amazing how
really
hard they train and what they do every day.
Now,
it takes a lot.
Now, you mentioned scouting, and I'm all about scouting. I mean, that's what this is all about. We're talking about getting these kids in front of the eyes that cut the checks. Now, what other colleges do you talk to? Or, in other words, let's say Scott sent his son to you for 2 weeks up there, or sent him up for the 7-on-7 camp.
Right. So this is how it happens, all right? I always say like this, it's not what you know, it's who you know, okay?
Right.
And I'm 40 years old now. I've been around the sports thing forever. I mean, it's not old, but it's old enough to know the tricks of the trade. And the trick of the trade is, man, you get a video made and you make it less than 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and coaches watch it. Coaches are going to watch your video when you send it in through some.
Hey, let's say, I hate to cut you off. You're going down a good road. Hold that thought. We'll be back in 90. Go ahead and roll the music, take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
High school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio. I was grooving to the music there. and we're in our final segment here. And before we end the show, what we want to know, Scott asked a question on the break to Anthony. Is there a payment plan? And Anthony, run it down to us. How? Where on the website to go for the payment plan, where to sign the kid up, how to get the kid ready to go to that 7-on-7 camp.
All right, let me, here's the thing. My the website is 41sportsfitnessbootcamps.com, but you can go directly to Google and type in 41 Sports, and the link will pop right up. Another thing is to add me on Facebook as a friend, and then you'll have all that current information. And again, we'll make it easier for families to do that. But looking at the cost of the camp for June 14th to the 17th for those three or four days, for him to come up here, the camp's only $150. Again, I find hotels. If they need to stay with me, I can only take a few because I tried to put 30 in my house one time. It didn't work.
Then you got to feed them.
I tried. That food bill was horrendous. But as far as the summertime camp things go on, so you come up for 2 weeks and you train with me, the cost of that camp is $1,500. What they get is something that will make them probably one of the best athletes that they can be inside and out, because they get more in training. They get mental aspect. It's funny, we run in pools. We run in sand. We work out pretty much like my boot camp style training goes. I mean, you're going to get the best proper training that you can possibly get. We run in mountains. I mean, we get a variety of things. And I'll have a lot of that and more information on that website after the 1st of January, because, again, I didn't want to put any new stuff up there till 2012. This is kind of a new, but a different theory of training for this next season, because I want to add more to it and more concept and, right, and be able to bring in more professionals with me and have a bigger staff and give them information that they need to be successful.
Right. Anthony, not to cut you off right here, but I just had a thought, you know, going back to talking about Joey and her son, and Scott's son's a senior. But if you've got an eighth grader, a freshman, or a sophomore, this would be the camp to send him to get him right, yes, for his junior year.
Yes.
And then I would say, and not against your camp, but maybe the junior year, send him to an Alabama camp or another school or something like that to get different eyes. Would you agree?
I would agree with that for sure. I would think that as far as a private coach, because that's what I've considered, I will help him year-round, okay? And it doesn't always necessarily be a camp structure, because I work with a lot of football kids one-on-one. Hey, I'm a linebacker, but I teach a kicker right now that's probably the top kicker in the Northwest. Uh-huh. Why is that? Because football never changes. It is what
right.
it is.
Right.
As a junior or a senior, I would say go in your current state, so it won't be that expensive. Go to some great college coaches or camps that are in that area. Again, if you want to see some from Bellingham, I have a kid as a kicker. I'm like, go to Oregon. Go see the Washington State camp coming up in the summer. You know, he's as a junior. You need to go get some experience. And even better yet, get a ticket and go to Texas and see that one too, because football is different, man. Go down to Alabama and see how those guys.
Or Florida, man. You see how them guys, they're crazy in Florida.
Yeah. And here's, so what you do with that is you are marketing yourself and setting yourself up for that last part that I said, success.
Right.
You prepared yourself all the way through. You have an opportunity. The only thing that's keeping opportunity away from you is families having enough money to support that trip and support that.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Internal drive that's going to happen. But you know what? If you have abled and gave the information that you needed to that kid from being young to where he is now in his life as an athlete, then what is really money? I mean, you save money every month to put into your retirement. Think about it, man. It's 1%, but if your kid is that 1% that makes that $50 million, then what's your retirement, really? He's going to be supporting you.
Hey, Anthony. Anthony.
Or even $60,000 for college.
You know what my son's name is?
What's that?
Ira. His name is Ira. Yes.
Hey, well, my son's name is Easton. He got every single major company out there, so yes.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Anthony, we really appreciate you having on the show. We'll do it again. You've got so much information, and we'll check out your website, 41sports.com.
So go to 41sportsfitnessbootcamps.com.
41sportsfitnessbootcamp.com.
Com, yeah. Or yeah. You can get me on Google at just 41 Sports.
Okay, and then we'll pump the summer camps, and we'll I'm going to get with you and talk about the South Mountain and Tempe high schools here. If we can get a couple of kids up there over the summer, we'll start our fundraising and stuff now.
I would love that.
For the weekend. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I'll be up there. I'll be up there in April, too. We can work. My birthday is the 41 Sports birthday, so I'll be up there to training in March, at the end of March.
You'll be here in Phoenix?
I sure will be.
Well, I'd love to take you to these schools and meet these individuals that we choose. I'm going to get right to work on it and choose a few of the individuals, and you can come in and talk to them and whatever. Also, Joey and I have been talking about putting on a camp, football camp, in Pismo.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing over there. You know the story. So,
right.
And another young lady, Bridget Coates, she represents a few of the 49ers, maybe bringing down a couple of those players into Pismo to run a nice camp there. We've got the facilities, and you know Pismo, but we're working on maybe in the spring of doing something like that. So maybe when you're here, and maybe we can jot over there and do a two-day camp over there. I'd like to do a golf tournament. Yeah, also. Anyway.
Golf.
What's that? No golf?
I can't play golf, man. I'll watch, though.
Well, neither can I. I ride around the cart, but I swing every once in a while. Anyway, it's been our pleasure to have you here, Scott. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great, Anthony. We will be talking to you real soon. You were very informative. I'm sure you've helped a lot of parents out there.
Thank you, Scott, in a row. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show here on Planet Gridiron Sports Radio. We ain't got no more to say to you today. Enjoy the holidays. Happy holidays. And we will see you next Friday. All right? And we're out.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.